We're starting out, we're going to see the great chain in Revelation 20, beginning at verse 1, says this: "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years and threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while." So when the 1,000-year millennium opens, Satan will be bound, and when the 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released for a short time. As verse 1 opens, the first thing John saw at the beginning of this 1,000-year period was an angel coming down out of heaven, holding the key to the abyss and a great chain in his hand. This will be an epic moment, and when Satan sees this angel coming with the key and the chain, he will know exactly what's happening. Some of the interpreters who read verse 1 say it really doesn't mean the angel had a real key and a real chain. That must be symbolic language, but those guys must be smarter than John, because he said he saw this. And so we see in verse 2 that John saw this angel take hold of Satan. That verb "laid hold" means John saw the angel grab Satan in a very forceful, strong, overpowering way, in total strength and domination. It's going to be quite a blow to Satan's pride. At one time, he was the greatest angel created, but now another angel is totally and completely dominating him. And when that angel comes out of heaven, he does 5 things. He grabs him, he binds him, he throws him into the abyss, he shuts the abyss, and he seals the abyss. And every now and then we learn of some person who took someone captive and held them as a captive prisoner against their will. That kind of thing is satanic. People who do these things are not led by the Spirit of God, they're led by the devil. But what God will do at this point is specifically to do the very thing to Satan. He'll send an angel to imprison him against his own will and will hold him captive for 1,000 years. And according to verse 3, Satan's thrown into the abyss. And that abyss is not to be confused with hell or the lake of fire. It's a place where bound demons were held. We see that in Jude, verse 6. It's more like a deep, dark, scary dungeon rather than a shallower lake of fire. Why is Satan bound for 1,000 years? Well, Satan is bound so he can't deceive any nation during that 1,000-year period. The nations to whom this refers are not the nations that Jesus destroyed when he came at the second coming. A new crop of nations that will be established after the judgment of the nations, which is described in Matthew 25, 31 through 46. And the goal of Satan right now is to deceive the world and keep it from coming to terms and truth of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Satan is always out to deceive and destroy nations. And so he's bound so that all kingdom prophecy pertaining to Israel may be fulfilled. Many, many passages that predict that Israel will have a peaceful kingdom of total and complete righteousness in her land. And with that happening, it means that Satan would have to be bound. And so he's also bound that the Christological righteousness and peace may reign worldwide. He's bound so that there may be a final resurfacing of human rebellion. We'll see that any rebellion is not going to be instigated by Satan, but by the individual. Many times people blame Satan and the devil for their rebellion, and this time Satan can't be blamed. And why is he released after the 1,000 years? Well, he's released to gather those who have hard hearts against God, and be released to demonstrate the final authority of Jesus Christ. But then secondly, we come to the great reign. Look at verses 4 through 6. "And I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but there will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. So when Jesus Christ returns in all his glory at the end of the Great Tribulation, and after the Antichrist and false prophet have been cast in the lake of fire and Satan bound, there will be two specific judgments. There'll be a judgment of Israel that will take 30 days. There'll be a judgment of the nations that will take 45 days. And we see in verse 4, there are three groups of people specifically named here who will reign with Jesus Christ. Those who are sitting on thrones, who have been given judgment authority for their faithfulness during the church age. Those who were martyred during the Great Tribulation. And those who survived the Great Tribulation but did not receive the mark of the beast. And so, those who from the nations, they will come. And they apparently know very little about God or biblical theology. It's very possible this group over whom this reigning Christ would judge, and those who resurrected from Israel. When we read Revelation 20, verse 5, we may notice there's a connection between those in the millennium and what is called the first resurrection. That specific resurrection has nothing to do with the in Christ resurrection that already occurred in the rapture of the church. And then these are the two final eschatological resurrections in connection with the reign of Jesus Christ. So that second resurrection is the resurrection of all unsaved lost people. And after this resurrection, one does not experience a kingdom, but a second death. And then according to Revelation 20, verse 6, those who reign with Christ will function as priests and as reigning rulers. So when you have thoughts concerning that, that part of this appointed political priesthood with whom we will share his kingdom. So this is going to be an amazing event and exciting for us to see and to be a part of.